Blog Talk Radio.
My God is real. He is real in my soul. My God is real. He has washed and made me whole. His love for me, it is like pure gold. My God is real. I can feel Him in my soul. My God is real. He's real in my soul. My God is real. I can feel He made me whole. His love for me, it is like pure gold. My God is real. I can feel Him in my soul. There are some things that I may not know. There are some places that I just can't go. But one thing for sure, my God is real. My God is real. I can feel Him in my soul. My God is real. He's real in my soul. My God is real. He has washed and made me whole. And His love for me, it is like pure gold. My God is real. I can feel Him in my soul.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. We are back again. It is Thursday, and this is April 16th. And when you're quarantined, you begin to lose the time, the day, what it is. And anyway, we are here again on a Thursday evening. I am Sister Joanna Green and Brother Clint Green and Rachel Green and Jovi, praise the Lord. So we want to start out by saying, first of all, we thank you all for watching. And the subject tonight, it's episode number 173, and it's on the 10 virgins taken from Matthew 24 in the King James Bible. We are the Macedonia call around the globe. So if you can listen by Blog Talk Radio, and we thank you for the listeners on Blog Talk as well, going across the world, praise God, and also going live with Facebook. So we want to start out with prayer. We've got a lot of prayer requests coming in. If time allows, we'll read those off. We've not been reading them off, but we've been praying over them. So let's go ahead and pray. Praise God.
Heavenly Father, dear we God, come to you tonight. Jesus. We're asking you, Father,
God,
to move
way,
the people, Lord,
the
out
Jesus.
There that
God.
Are sick in body and
Lord,
need touch from you,
God,
Father.
Sick.
Lord, we pray you to bless
God,
this broadcast,
land,
Father.
Lord.
You watch over
God, we repent,
each one,
God.
Lord, that's listening in
heal,
and protecting,
God,
Father,
and
those around
God,
about them, their loved ones,
Jesus.
God.
I praise you,
put your hedge all around them, Lord, we pray, Father. Lord, them that are not saved, help them,
yes.
Father, to repent and humble themselves,
yes.
And call on your name. Help them to turn from the ways that they're going and get in the right way, Lord, and call on you in sincerity and truth, God, to seek your face while you may be found. Lord, that your spirit move and minister to the people tonight. Heal them that's afflicted, Lord. Push them. Back that disease, Lord, send it to flight, Father, out of their homes and places where they're at. Lord, minister grace to them, reach in the hospitals and places, touch people, Lord, heal sick bodies, minds, and hearts, Father, and deliver people out of the snares of the devil. God, we give you praise, we thank you, and Lord, help us in this broadcast, bring it out like it needs to be, in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Been listening to a lot of news lately. I know that's not a good idea to do while you're quarantined. And there's all kind of things, different news stations saying this thing and that thing, and others say something different, and there's big controversy going on the COVID-19. And but I can tell you this, that there is an absolute, and the only absolute that we have is in the Word of God, and that's the King James Bible. Praise God, that's the only Bible that we go by. And it is true. Every word of it is true. So you can listen to the fake news if you want to and decipher, you know, which one you want to believe and which one you don't want to believe. But one thing for sure is that the Word of God is real, and it is the truth. Praise God. So the Bible warns us of these days, and we are definitely in these days that the Bible speaks about. And that's not the subject for tonight, but it is a good thought at this time and season that we're in our country and in the world. Praise the Lord. So we want you to go to chapter 25 in the book of Matthew, and that's where we're going to be taking our subject from. And if you want to be a part of this broadcast, we want you to do so by calling in at 516-590-0365. Again, the phone number for Blog Talk listeners, it is 516-590-0365. Again, it's episode number 173. And that doesn't matter what episode it is. We just like to keep track of the episodes. So if we need to go back and refer to something, we'll go back to the episode. But if you have any questions that you'd like to ask us, please feel free to do so. I can't see them from a distance from where we are here, but after the episode is over, I can go in and read those comments and maybe private messages. If you're on Blog Talk Radio and you want to get a hold of us with any questions that you might have, you can go to my email. That is He is Risen. That's like Jesus Christ is Risen. So it's He is Risen 38 at AOL.com. Feel free to email us. Again, it's He is Risen 38 at AOL.com. So we'll go ahead and start in. We do have a caller. I'd like to get them to, we had another caller also, and they've dropped out. But if you want to call back, we were in prayer when we lost them or they hung up. I'm not sure, but they can call us back. Please feel free to at 516-590-0365. But right now we want 706 to come in and tell us who you are, and we'll have you just go ahead and obey God. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord there. This is Evangelist Lloyd and Betty Yearwood, reaching the world for Christ.
Amen.
Just go ahead,
Sister
Joanne. Just go ahead and obey God there. I just now got done doing about a 20-minute preaching service there myself, so, or
right.
25, something like that. Just go ahead, and I'll get in there directly and obey God. Give me a little break here.
Amen, amen. We were going to listen to that, but we were getting ready for the broadcast, and we will listen to that here in a little while. Thank God. People are wanting to do things while they're quarantined in, while they're shut in. They want to do something, and you can do something if you just, you know, you could put away how you look, or your house might not be real fancy or whatever. Forget all that. Look at the news media. They're right from their home. I think it was today, James Brown, I think his name is, Channel 7 News, local news. He didn't have a tie on, and he wanted everyone to vote on whether he should wear a tie or not. And all, you know, I'm not going to ask y'all, should I wear a bun or should I let it down? I don't care. Praise the Lord. It is not about us anyway. It's all about Jesus. Praise God. And we want to just help encourage somebody. You know, maybe you can't get out. Maybe you can't go to your grocery store. Maybe we can say something, praise the Lord, to cast out all the fear, social media fear, camera fear, stage fright fear, all that. Just throw it away, praise God, and get on here and do something for God. You will feel so much better. You will be able to sleep good tonight, praise the Lord, knowing that you tried to help somebody. And, you know, I thought about here in 25, it's not where the scripture that were going to be taken, but they talked about the talents and how one had hid the talent that his the master had given him a talent, and he buried it. And he buried it, and when the good men come back, when the master had come back, I believe it said, and said, what did you do with your talent? Well, he buried it. He didn't use it. You have to use what you've got. You know, God gave us internet. God allowed, somehow some genius came up with the idea of internet, and some, now we can get through the airwaves, through phone, through social media, through email, through however. Use what you have to try to reach the world for Christ. And I just thank God. Thank God. So excited tonight. So excited for God getting ready to open up things to people. The world has been shaken all over, and it's time to turn back to God. It's that time right now. You know, you never know when death's door is going to come knocking on your door, and are you ready? You know, God will protect us. I know he will till our time. I'm not leaving this world until God is ready for me to come. But until then, I'm to occupy until he comes back. So if you've got to work, you know, if you're a Christian, you've got to work to do for the Lord, and you've got to reach others and get about the Father's business and occupy until he calls you up yonder, until he calls the church away. We've got to work to do. The Bible says that work while it is day, because night cometh when no man can work. There'll come a time when we can't. Maybe they'll shut down social media. Maybe they'll shut down the airways. Maybe the church will be gone. If the church is gone, it's too late, my friend. You don't want to miss what he said, come up hither. Praise God. You don't want to miss out on that. And that's what we're going to get into tonight. We're going to have Rachel. She's going to come. And see, are you ready, honey? Thank the Lord for her. She's been doing this since you were 7. She's 16 now. It's either 7 or 8. I think it was 7. She started reading for us scripture. And we homeschool her, praise God. So she's always been in the Bible. And praise the Lord. And then she taught herself. The Lord taught her, and with her many days of practicing, she never had not one piano lesson. She's taught herself with the help of God.
All right. Revelation chapter 22, verse 12 says, and behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me to give every man according as his work shall be over.
Amen. That's in the book of Revelation. Praise God. So now she's going to come to you with a song. Me and Dad's going to get out of the way so y'all can see her. Bring your chair, honey. Good.
Thank you. praise the Lord. I tell you, we're so proud of her. We're so blessed to have her. Praise God. She's a huge part of our ministry. And the thing is we don't have to beg her. She's willingly. She does this, and I just thank God for her. She's a good girl.
Maybe, hopefully, if time allows, we'll have her get to sing another one. Praise God. So, again, we're in Matthew 24, your King James Bible. Hope you have them ready and open. Call in at 516-590-0365 to be part of the broadcast. You could turn in prayer requests that way. We'll have a whole bunch on Facebook, prayer requests. We'll be praying over those as well, and then we pray over them again at night before we go to bed. Praise the Lord. So Matthew 25. Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. And the 5 of them were wise, and 5 were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them, but the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And at the midnight there was a cry made, Behold, the bridegroom cometh out, verse 6. And at midnight there was a cry made, Behold, the bridegroom cometh, go ye out to meet him. Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, Give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. But the wise answered, saying, Not so, lest there be not enough for us and you, but go ye rather to them that sell and buy for yourselves. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. Afterward came also the other virgin, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answered and said, Verily I say unto you, I know you not. Which therefore, for ye know neither.
Watch.
I'm looking at two. I'm trying to read, and I'm watching my screen because it's doing some. As people come on, it flickers. So my mind there. Sorry about that. Verse 13. Watch therefore. For ye know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh. Praise God. So with that being said, we're going to have Brother Green. He's going to come in, and we're going to have him go ahead and obey God, and then Brother Yearwood, get ready, and then praise the Lord, and we'll just go with it from there. And I'll try to read some of the Facebook questions. Praise the Lord.
Praise God. It's good to be on here tonight. I thank God that we are living in the last days, and we could be possibly living in the time when Jesus comes back and takes the church, and I'm pretty sure we are. I think he could come any day. I think if we're not ready, we're in trouble, and we need to get ready. If we're being foolish, like the 5 foolish virgins, were foolish, praise the Lord, and they did not have oil, oil in their vessels with their lamps, praise God. And we see the message here is that Jesus is explaining to them to get ready.
Yes.
To get ready and get yourself ready to go, to get yourself cleaned up and get yourself prepared to meet the bridegroom. Because at midnight, the Bible said, Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. And so they arose and went to meet the bridegroom. Praise God. And, you know, I think it's almost midnight where we're living at right now. I believe that Jesus could come in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. You know, some say, well, he's going to come after the mark of the beast. Some say he's going to come before the mark of the beast. Some say, well, he's not coming till the end. And he's coming right before the wrath of God is poured out. And so we have different opinions across the church world.
Amen.
And they have their different ideas on when he's coming. And they have their different scriptures all wrote out. And they have studied it. And that's great. That's a wonderful thing to study the Word of God and to know, to have some kind of an idea when the Lord is coming back to earth again. Because when he went away, he said, I go away to prepare a place for you, but I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Praise God.
Amen.
And he said the way, you know. But one of them said, Lord, we don't know the way. And he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man can come to the Father but by me. Praise God. He said, and one said, well, show us the Father. And he said, if you've seen me, you have seen the Father. Praise God. He came in his Father's name. He came down here. He came down here to show them what the Father was like and what the Father would do. And he went about doing good, healing all that was oppressed of the devil. For the Bible said God was with him. And the Bible said God anointed Jesus of Nazareth, excuse me, with the Holy Ghost and with power. And I think it's Acts 10:38. And anyhow, Peter preached to Cornelius and said, I see that you know about this man called Christ, praise God. And he said he is Lord of all, praise God. He's not just Lord of a Jewish nation. No, he's God all over the world. He's God to every kindred, tongue, and nation. He is God. And he said, whosoever will can come, take the water of life freely. And the water of life is here today. Like the woman at the well, Jesus said, I can give you water that you can drink of and never die, never thirst again, basically. He was saying, you'll never die. You'll have water in you, a well of water springing up into everlasting life. And we have that life today if we have Jesus, praise the Lord.
Amen.
If we have the bridegroom, if we have the Spirit. And, you know, the Bible said that they were 10. Jesus gave the parable, then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. And 5 were wise and 5 were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. So we need to have the oil. Praise God. We can't just be religious. We can't just be a religious group. And we've got rules and regulations. And we don't do this and we don't do that. And certain other things we don't do. And we have got to have a living Savior. We must have the Spirit of God on the inside. I believe it's Romans chapter 8. The Bible said, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. In Romans 8 and verse 9, I believe it is. But you are not in the flesh, he said here, but in the Spirit. If so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. And we drop it on down to verse 15. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And so we have to have the Spirit of God. We cannot survive without it. We cannot go into heaven, is what I'm saying, without the Spirit of God. And he, if we come to him without the Spirit of God in us, he will say, I know you not.
He will say, depart from me, I never knew you. So we must have the Spirit of God in us. And it looks like in Matthew 25 that these virgins started out with oil in their lamp. And there's many, many different denominations. I wouldn't say many, but there's some that say that once you get born again, once you get the Spirit of God, you can never backslide, you can never be lost. But I find out in the Old Testament, even reading in the Old Testament, that the Bible said that, I believe it was the strong man there in the book of Judges, Samson, that the Spirit of God, one day he got up. He thought, I'll just do what I always do. I'll take care of these Philistines and I'll just whip them, throw them out of the house or whatever. And, you know, he had killed a lion, and I forget what all he had done, and he had carried the gates of the city off under the power and the Spirit of God, the anointing that was upon him, because he was anointed to be a judge of Israel, and he was anointed to be a deliverer, and he had the power of God from his birth. He was a Nazarite from his mother's womb, and he had never touched his hair because he had the vow of the Nazarite, and he was supposed to keep it all the days of his life. And I tell you what, tonight, if you're a Christian, you're more than a Nazarite. You are born again, spirit-filled. You should be, anyway, spirit-filled and filled with the Holy Ghost and filled with power from on high. And have that supernatural ability to bring in the harvest in the last days. And God said in the last days, He'd pour His Spirit out. And that's another message, but I'm going to take it here. The 10 virgins, and Jesus was talking about the time of the end. He was talking about the time when He was coming back to earth again. He was coming back to take His bride and to take that bride home with Him. Praise the Lord. And we're living in that time when the trump of God will sound and the dead in Christ shall rise. And we which are alive and remain will be caught up to meet the Lord in the air. And the Bible said, so shall we ever be with the Lord. And we can comfort one another. He said to comfort one another with these words. Praise God, because there is a great hope of the coming of Christ. And He said, I'm a coming again. And those virgins got up and they started making themselves ready, and they started out on a journey. It says here in the 25th chapter and verse 1, praise the Lord, it said in the last part of that scripture, and they went forth. They took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. So they was going toward heaven. They was going toward Christ. They was making a journey. And on that journey, they had to keep on until it was all over. They had to stay true to God until the end. They had to keep calling on Him and living for Him and taking their cross and following Christ. But somewhere along the line, those five foolish virgins evidently quit reading their Bible. They quit seeking God. They quit maybe going to church, maybe attending the prayer meetings and the services that they could have attended. And they lost out with God in the end. Finally, they said, yeah, He is coming. He is coming. They finally awoke out of sleep. And they heard the cry of the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet Him. And so they started again on their way. But these other five had made themselves ready. And they had washed their robes in the blood of the Lamb. And they had put on the wedding garment. You know, when the king goes to get a bride in the book of Esther, he had to talk to them. He had to look at the bride and see what kind of a woman this virgin is, this person that I'm going to marry. They have to be clean and wholesome and pure, and they have to be, washed and prepared to meet the king. And So the King is coming. Praise God. Go ye out to meet him. Get yourself ready. Make your preparation. Put on the garments of salvation and get yourself lined up to meet the Lord, to meet him in the air. Praise God. The trump of God will sound, and we must be ready. Praise the Lord.
That's right.
There's some more I could say. I don't know what time it actually is. I can't see.
Got 30 minutes.
How much time we got?
30.
30 minutes, so we're halfway through here, but I'm going to, has anybody else called in?
Brother Yearwood.
Just Brother Yearwood's called in. We thank God for him. He's a faithful minister of the gospel down there in Tennessee. And
if that other caller would call in that was on earlier when we first started up, we'll get you on here. Just call back.
Amen. Yeah. Yeah, I could say some more. I believe I'll say a little bit more here, unless Joanna wants to jump in.
You're doing great.
All right, in chapter 24, Matthew, you see we're leading up to the fact that the bridegroom is coming. We're leading up to the time when the Lord is coming back to earth again. And when he sat there in Matthew 24, he sat on the Mount of Olives, the Bible said there in verse 3, and the disciples came unto him privately, saying, tell us, when shall these things be, and what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world? And Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you, for many shall come in my name, saying, I'm Christ, and shall deceive many. And he goes on to say things about the wars and the rumors of wars and how that we will be hated of all nations for his name's sake. And they're doing that today. We see how that they're persecuting the church. If people goes out on the street corner and preaches, they're being persecuted. They want them to stop. They say, well, you're not showing the love of God because you're preaching judgment to us. But the judgment day is a-coming. And we might as well wake up and realize it. And if we're living in sin, I suppose we wouldn't want to face the judgment. I suppose we'd want to run from the message that's preached today about the coming of the Lord and the judgment day and the great white throne judgment. And they would want to run from that because they don't want to come to Christ. The Bible said there in John chapter 3 that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. For he sent his Son into the world, not to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. And he says here in verse 18 of chapter 3 of John, the Gospel of John, he that believeth on him is not condemned. But he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God. So the people that's condemned, they're living under condemnation, do not want to hear the gospel. They don't want to hear that they ain't living right. They don't want to hear that they're on their way to the lake of fire and the place called hell that the Bible talks about that was made in Matthew 25. It says that it was made for the devil and his angels. So it wasn't made for man, but man's going there. Many men will, and women, and we don't know who's going there, but we know that there's some people going, and we hope you don't go. We're preaching tonight. on this radio broadcast to let you know that you can escape the damnation of hell. You can find a place of hiding. You can find the man called Christ, the hiding place that God has prepared him.
Amen.
He has made a way of escape for you that you don't have to be overcome. But you can hide in the cleft of the rock. You can hide in that rock called Christ. Praise God. Now I'm going to turn it back over to Sister Joanna or
praise God.
Let her go
so,
ahead with it.
You know, with all that being said, what Brother Green's talking about, you know, at the end, the five wise virgins, when they heard the cry at the midnight hour, they went out to see the bridegroom, be with him. And while the others were out trying to buy their oil. And, you know, I thought about Moses, Jonah, or Noah, I'll get it right in a minute, Noah, when he built the ark. He and God had told him to build the ark, and he did, and how Noah, for, what, 120 years, it took him to build the ark, we believe, and how he, people must have just laughed at him, and as he was hammering, you know, the boards and it kept just building and cutting down the trees and nailing the boards, and how he, the world, you know, it had never rained. And here he is building this huge ark, praise the Lord. And I can imagine when God finally said, okay, everybody that I told to get on board, and they did. And the Bible says that God shut the door to the ark. It began to rain a little while later, and no doubt I can imagine what the sound coming from the outside into the inside, what it must have sounded like. Once it's too late, once the bridegroom has come, it's too late, my friend. While the other five foolish were out trying to buy their oil, trying to get ready, the Bible said every knee shall bow and every tongue would confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. But once he comes, once the church is out of here and the door is shut, God shuts the door. The bridegroom shut the door once the five wise were in. And the five foolish came and it was too late to open the door. Do not wait till it's too late. What's too late? Too late is when you take your last breath. If you're still here and the Lord tarries and the coronavirus hadn't took a hold of you and took you out into eternity, you have time, praise God. You have time right now to call on God before it's too late. That's what the whole message is about this. Of the ten virgins, five were wise, five were foolish. Which one will you be of? Will you be part of the five wise? Gather your oil now. Trim your lamps. Let your light shine. Point people to Christ. Praise God. Or will you be like the foolish and try to come in on your grandma's skirt tail, hanging on to her apron, maybe? Maybe grandma's already gone and say, well, I'm this religion because grandma was, or I'm like this because my daddy was this. What are you? What are you right now? What are you? If you were to die right now, or if Jesus came back right now, what condition will he find you in? Full of oil and ready to go, or will he find you empty? Don't let him find you empty. That's exactly what the scripture in Matthew 24 means when it says, let not your flight be in the winter. What's that mean? It means don't be cold. The winter is cold. Don't be cold on the Lord. Don't be empty. Don't be like them in the book of Jude, twice dead, plucked up by the root, clouds without water. There's ministers out there, big, fine, fancy churches, trying to build a big name, prosperity. Trying to build big names for themselves, big congregations. You can do anything you want, they say. And God's going to prosper you because he's a God of love. Sure he is. He's a God of love. He absolutely is a God of love. But he is also a God of wrath. Don't let the God of wrath get a hold of you. Praise God. Because the Bible says that it's a fearful thing to fall in the hands of a living God. Isn't that what the scriptures say?
Yeah.
It's a fearful thing to fall in the hands of a living God. Our God is alive and well. And this is all coming down to the end. And with all this being said, I want to thank God for our president, Donald Trump. That man looks tired, and we need to pray for him and lift him up in prayer. You know, he only knows what he's being told. You know, half of it he's being lied to. Half of it he's, you know, thank God that the Lord, I believe God has put him in for this season, for right now, because he has a backbone to fight for America, because he loves America. I believe that man really loves America, and we need to pray for him. And I've been watching since the quarantine. I've not heard him say, I don't think I've heard him say any bad words here lately. So thank God for that. You know, we can't go around cussing and say we're Christians. So if you're doing that, don't do that. Repent. We must repent. I must keep myself clean daily. Every day I've got to repent and say, God, if I've done anything, where I'm not to go willingly, if I sin every day, then I'm a sinner. But guess what? When I become born again and ask God to forgive me of my sins, if I sin, I have an advocate with the Father. That doesn't give me a ticket to go out and sin. Then I'm a sinner. I'm not a sinner. But I ask God, Lord, if I have done anything with anything that I didn't know that would hurt you or jeopardize me for making it in, Lord, forgive me. Praise God. That's all said. Brother Yearwood, I've talked too long. Brother, you go ahead and obey God, then we're going to pray over these prayer requests.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It's good to be able to come back again on Blog Talk Radio with you there. Brother and Sister Green, you're sounding good. Appreciate it. I'm just thanking God for this, and I was just reading here and studying here. You know, you come out of the 25th chapter of St. Matthew there. I just preached a message a while ago. I took the first verse of it, and I went over into Revelation, and I can't get away from Revelation. I'm gonna let Betty read the first verse again, and we're going back over into Revelation. We're not going through all the scriptures that I went through, but I'm going through two or three verses of it, you know. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. This is something today that we can know that where we're going to spend eternity if we don't get our lamps trimmed, our wicks trimmed, full of oil. There ain't enough room for me to sell any oil that I've got to anybody. I have to, just enough for myself to make the journey, and that's the way anybody are. So, today is, Betty, read this first verse of Matthew right here in verse 25. I'm sorry, I said 25.
Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom.
Praise God. You know, there was 10 of them went forth there to meet the bridegroom. And, you know, we read on down through, we find out there's 5 of them wise, and 5 of them was foolish. And, you know, the foolish lost out because they didn't have enough oil to make the journey. And whenever the bridegroom comes and they went to buy more oil, they hadn't got back. And when they got back, the door was closed. And they didn't make it in. And, my friend, that's the way we'd be today. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory. Hallelujah. We don't have enough oil, don't have our wicks trimmed, and the vessel's running over with oil, then we're going to come up short just like them. Right here in Revelation 19 and verse 7, we're going to read that verse right there. Go ahead.
Let us be glad and rejoice, give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come. And his wife has made herself ready.
Praise God. See, we are the bride. We're looking for the bridegroom. We got to make ourselves ready. We got to be ready to go, praise God, whenever he calls. We don't know the time. We don't know the hour. But we do know one thing. He's soon coming back. And then I believe this is a sign of all this stuff going on today. And we look around us. I believe this is a sign of the end right now. I believe it's coming up because I've been hearing some talk. I can't prove it, but I've been hearing some talk about them wanting to give everybody a shot, and that shot's going to have a chip in it. And then when you want to buy it or you want to take that chip, then you can buy and sell and do whatever you want to do. But when you do that, my friend, you've done doomed your soul to hell. And I'm going to tell you, we're going to read here in God's Word. We're going to read right here in, let's see here, Revelation 21. And we're going to read starting in verse 7 and go down through to about 9 there.
He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son.
Praise God. He that overcometh. Praise God. Hallelujah. Today we got some overcoming to do, people. We got to overcome this world. And the only way we're going to overcome this world is to get our lamps, we'll get our wicks trimmed, get the oil in it, get it running over. Praise God. Let it run over. When it runs over, just like a river of water, boiling up on it. Out of our inner being, out of our stomach, the Word of God, the power of the Holy Ghost to be overflowing us. We can't hold it. We can't keep it in us. And I praise God today for that. Hallelujah. That we've got to be overcomers of this world. And if we're overcomers, praise God. Hallelujah. We've got it made. And we can overcome it today through Jesus. That's the only way we're going to overcome it, is go through Him. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's go and read verse 8.
But the fearful and unbelieving and abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death.
Praise God. Think about that, my friend. Today, that's where the unbeliever is going to be. Today, if you don't accept the Lord as your personal Savior, you don't ask Him to come into your life, you're going to go into this lake of fire, which is the second death, with all of these. And I tell you, praise God, but the fearful and unbelievers and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and
sorcerers
and adulterers and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is a second death. You know, praise God, we can overcome this world today. We don't have to go in there. He made it possible. He died on the cross that we could overcome everything, and we can have everything. We overcome everything. We go back to praise God, go into the kingdom of God and sit down at the right-hand side of the Father with Him. Hallelujah. He said them that overcome the world, He would get to sit in His throne with Him. Praise God. I'm so thankful tonight that I know that I've got that hope that I've overcome this world, and I'm going to be able one day after a while. I don't know the time. I don't know the hour. Don't know the day. Hallelujah. But He's going to call for Lord Yearwood, and I'm going to go up. Hallelujah. I'm going to sit down in the throne with Him. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's go on. Let's read verse 9.
And there came unto me one of the seven angels which had the seven vials full of the seven last plagues, and talked with me, saying, come hither, I will show thee the bride, the Lamb's wife.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Today, my friend, we can be shown. We can be the lamb for the bride's wife, and we're going to have to be. We've got to be overcomers if we ever want to make heaven our home. And I tell you, this is something tonight, praise God, that we need to know. Praise God, hallelujah. Let's go on down into, praise God, hallelujah. That last part right there, I will show thee the bride, the Lamb's wife. Hallelujah. Praise God. Tonight we can be shown to God. We can be the Lamb's wife. And I tell you tonight, my friend, we're going to have to overcome this world. I praise God for this. I thank God for this broadcast, because he's letting us know that if we overcome this world, that verse 7 back up there, it says, he that overcometh shall inherit all things. Hallelujah. All things that the Father's got for us. We can inherit that. Hallelujah. Now, I'm so thankful tonight that we can inherit it. And it said, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. Hallelujah. Praise God. I thank God tonight that I know that we can overcome this world, because he made it possible when he died on the cross that you and I, all we have to do is call upon his name, invite him into our life, change our hearts, change our minds, and let him come in and live with us. Praise God, he said to us, if we would, when he said there was a door knock, and he'd knock at the door, and we'd open up our heart door, he'd come in with us, he'd sup with us, and we'd sup with him. Hallelujah. The Father and the Son will come in and sup with us. I thank God tonight that we know that we can call upon him, and he's forgive us of our sins. If we just call upon him and believe with our heart, and that he's going to forgive us. That's all we got to do is confess it then and go the ways of the pleasing unto him. And I thank God tonight, hallelujah, that I praise God tonight for this. And I give God all the praise and the glory and the honor for it. Thank God for an opportunity to come on once again, just to invite people to turn their life over to God. And I give God all the glory for it. So, appreciate you, sir, Brother and Sister Green, for opening the door for me to come on. So just everybody tune in there on Tuesday night with us, Reaching the World for Christ. We're on Blog Talk Radio from 6 until 8. And we're also on the Facebook Live, Reaching the World for Christ Live on Tuesday night at the same time from 6 until 8. So tune in and listen to us, watch us, and pray for us, and God bless you. We love everybody out there. So I'll turn it back to you, Sister Green, Brother Green.
Praise the Lord. Good preaching, Brother Yearwood. That's Brother Yearwood and Lloyd Yearwood and Betty Yearwood from Tennessee, Madisonville. The tornado came out their way, and just thank God missed where they were, that area, but hit places all around them. Thank God, you know, we went to prayer that night and prayed, and the Lord saw fit that, you know, that to spare them. People lost their lives in the storm. I think there was multitudes of houses that were hit in the Tennessee area, and Georgia, I think some of Alabama, other states just around the area when all that came through the other night. I just happened to see it on my phone, because when we go down to visit Brother and Sister Yearwood, I somehow downloaded their news weather station, and it came across my phone, and I thought it was here in Ohio, and then I realized that it's actually going right there where Brother and Sister Yearwood was at, or where they are. Praise the Lord. But we thank God for them. And you know, a while ago I was talking about the book of Jude, and you want to know how to build up your oil and your lamp. And this is, first you trim, you know, you got to prune a tree. How many know that fruit tree, we're to bear fruit, and we're to bear the nine fruits of the Lord, the spiritual fruits. And to prune, you take off the dead limbs so that that tree can bear more good fruit. And so you got to take off the dead out of that tree and prune that tree. So how do we prune us? We have to prune things out of our life that's not of God. And it could be things of being, it doesn't have to actually be drinking and cussing and smoking and things that we would look and say, oh, you know, we can't do those things. God delivered us of those things. Those are important, too, to get rid of. But I'm talking about, as a Christian, pruning our tree, that if being disobedient to God is The Bible says that it's better to be obedience is better than sacrifice. So if we've got to be obedient to God, that means our time. What are we doing with our time? Are we praying? Are we reading our Bible? Are we studying to show ourselves approved? Are we trying to reach the lost? Are we given to the poor? Are we given to the ministry that the Lord has told you to give to? Are we doing unto the least? He said, you've also done these things unto me, he said. So, praise God. In the book of Jude, I wanted to bring this out. And, of course, we know that the book of Jude is, hold on, I got it marked where I want to be. So we know it's only one chapter. But where it says, the Bible says, these be they who separate themselves, sensual, having not the Spirit. But ye, beloved, he's talking to us, ye, beloved, building up yourselves in your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. So you say, well, I don't have the Holy Ghost. Well, it's in the Word, and it's for you. It's for your seed and your seed's seed. It's for your children, your children's children, and as many as afar off. So from the time of the day of Pentecost, when the tongues fell in the upper room and they received the Holy Ghost, this is for you. In Acts chapter 2 said, this is that which is spoken by the prophet Joel. Praise God. And it's for you. So pray for it, that you would build up your most holy faith. Pray and in the Holy Ghost. And if you don't have the Holy Ghost, get away and pray anyway and ask God to give it to you, that you would be strong. Things like the pandemic. I mean, I won't lie. If I stayed in there listening to the news constantly, and so I have to turn it off, turn that stuff off and get yourself in your Bible. Start praying. You know, nobody has to know. My family doesn't have a clue how many times a day I pray. They don't know how many times I'm praying at night. I get woken up. Many of you get woke up during the night, and you can't fall back to sleep. Pray. Start praying. Pray for your children. Pray for, there's all kind of things to pray about. Turn off the bad news. When the shepherds were in the field and the host of angels came and said, we've got good news. You have good news to share. We have good news to share. Others, that he is God. We need to pray over these prayer requests. There's a whole bunch of them. Kay Napier says to pray over our country. Pray that we get back to where we left off. Amen. Enough of this shutdown, she says. Sister Farley says pray for her whole family. Brother David, he says pray. Who slander the politicians, the government, the leaders, the enemies, but still pray to God. So he's one in prayer there. Terry, there's a whole bunch. I'm going to tell you this real fast because I know we're getting ready to end on Blog Talk Radio. If you're already my friend on Facebook, I want you to go there and look at the prayer request. If you're a prayer warrior, we encourage you to help us pray over them. They're very serious. A lot of them, several that I was reading earlier, where loved ones are getting ready to have babies, and they need to be protected. The mama and the baby needs to be protected from this wicked, evil. Donald Trump called it, President Donald Trump called it a monster. So this monster is interfering in lives that are getting ready to come into this world. But with all that being said, too, I want you to pray very much so that these abortions will stop. You know, one lady told me a long time ago that she thought that it was essential for that word essential has really come out lately, that we have the abortion clinics so that people that are women that are wanting to end their babies' lives, that they could do this a more sanitary way, a more sterile way. Hogwash. I didn't buy that for 1 minute. You know, as she was basically saying, it's going to happen anyway. So, but if that happens, it's on the mom. But when the government gets involved and the people have to help pay for the taxes of the people have to help pay for this, you know, we have no control over that, but we got to pray that it stops. But it's taken way more lives than COVID-19 ever thought of taking. So y'all pray. Let's pray. Let's pray together while we go off the air.
Heavenly Father,
Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God, we praise you. We love you, God. We thank you, Lord, for every soul, God, with every family member that's standing in the gap for their loved ones, every woman out there that's going to have a baby, God. We're asking that you just cover them and shield them, Lord, as the babies are brought into this world. And, Lord God, you help them and protect all these children. Lord, every prayer request from this baby, dear God, that touch every life, Lord, and every prayer request, dear God, that you would meet every need, that there would be a whole lot of glory going up for you, Lord, that you move the people. In the name of Jesus, God, I praise you and I thank you, God, and give you the glory. Hallelujah. God, help our vessels be filled, Lord. God, let us be ready for your coming, Lord God. It's coming soon. We're looking and we're watching, God, and we're praying, Lord. We're ready, Lord. We're ready, God. And Lord Jesus, we thank you for your grace and your mercy. Lord, if you forgive us and forgive our land of all their sins and all of our sins, dear God, that you forgive. God, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, Lord. Lord, cease the wind and calm the sea, Lord. And Lord God, the troubled waters that has been troubled, God, we ask, Lord Jesus, that you calm the storm. In the name of Jesus, God, we praise you. Yes, God, in the name of Jesus.
Lord, this here affliction that's come upon this land and across the world. Father, we speak against it in the name of
Jesus.
We bind it, command it to cease its effects. In Jesus' name, let healing flow through the land and around the world, Father. Father, help everything get back to normal. God, we pray, Father, and even, Lord, better than normal. Help people to turn from the ways of wickedness and seek your face and call on you and accept Christ as their Savior.
Yes,
in Jesus' name.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
For doing it.
Thank you all for watching. And we ask, we desire your prayers. We'll pray for you as well continually. And get your Bible out. Get your Bible. You got time right now. God has set us aside for a reason, and that's so the church can come out strong. Praise the Lord. Love you all, and we're going to say goodnight. Love you, Brother Yearwood, Sister Yearwood, Brother Timothy. We love you guys very much.
Yeah. Love you all.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night. God bless.
God bless. Bye.
Good night.